Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on the Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Lead Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee is saying that Republicans on the panel secretly changed a memo reportedly detailing surveillance abuses in the FBI's Russian investigation. This memo is supposed to be possibly released today. So what they're claiming is that the version that they voted on in the Intelligence Committee meetings is not the version that was then sent to the White House for approval.
They're trying to prep the public so they can go, it's BS. The people dumping the note are saying, there were some spelling errors we changed. Regardless, now everybody wants to read it. Suppose it's going to be.
Bring it out.
So that is supposedly could be released as soon as today, depending on how quickly the White House moves on it. But the FBI director is obviously saying, you know.
How about that train yesterday? They're on their way. The GOP is on their way to some type of
retreat. They hit a garbage truck. Yeah.
Right in half. Split that baby right in half. That guy died, unfortunately. But isn't that strange?
Yeah.
It's weird.
Amtrak train in Virginia.
The train is cursed?
Yeah.
Well, they said it was was an area where the gate doesn't always work.
Okay, because they had the gate down, they said, but
people,
I guess.
Like most of us don't have to cross a train track on the regular, but people who do.
I would run it.
They run it.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's on your regular routes.
And he was a garbage man.
Right.
So they're
saying they don't know if he just tried to race it and got stuck or what happened, but that's how these things.
Yeah.
If you're a train guy coming up on every deal, you got to be wigged out.
Yeah.
That's where they're always hammering on that horn.
Coming through town. Yeah. But
I think that job would suck because you either would have to completely tune it out and accept the fact that
this is your life.
If it's going to happen, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
But at first, are you like leery at every crossing?
I think after the first time, you're like, man. I mean, I'm sure those guys witness hitting animals, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
that I want to see.
Oh, God, yes.
Didn't you ever play the game Red Dead Revolver? It's the open world old-timey version of Grand Theft Auto. It's super popular. They're bringing it back. They're doing the sequel. The whole gaming world's going crazy.
Okay.
Red Dead Revolver. It's the Old West, and it's Grand Theft Auto. Favorite thing most kids want to do is park your horse and buggy on the train track.
Oh.
And the train hit it, it's a video game.
Yeah.
It's the equivalent of in Grand Theft Auto, all people do is
beat people up.
Rob hookers.
Yeah, that's all I do. Yeah.
But you can park the horses on the track. And they just explode. Like, obviously, the video game people are dark.
Yes.
They didn't just have the train hit the horse. They could have just made it disappear. No.
Right.
They explode.
You kind of
get rewarded for doing it.
You introduced me to Grand Theft Auto when it first came out way back in the day. And, oh, my gosh, I took pure joy. I could not believe that there was such a game where you can use a bat on people.
Just tried playing it the other day?
I just got it. I got the Grand Theft Auto 5. I'm trying to be a gamer. I'm not good. I it's not that I'm not good at the gaming. I'm not good at staying there long enough.
You don't have an attention span.
No, I can't sit there all day.
When you don't have an attention span for a video game?
Well, I get bored. I get bored out of my mind.
If you play in these games at Grand Theft Auto, you're supposed to stay on target. You have a task.
Yes.
So it's like, go from A to B and bring him this bag of money. Oh, but on the way, you can run over
people and sleep with hookers and get guns. It's like.
And you tell yourself, I'm just going to go from A to B. And the next thing, you're in a shootout with police and you die and you regenerate at the hospital again.
That's what happened yesterday. That's exactly what happened yesterday. I tried
Surprise!
To fly. I'm like, I can't fly. So I decided, I'm bored. I'm going to go beat some people up for no reason.
It's like what happened in this news. Molly was trying to talk about the fact that they're releasing a memo today.
And I went straight
over. And you said, train.
To horse. Attention span. Gone.
Attention span.
This weekend is the Super Bowl. One thing that we're not going to be seeing is an interview with the president beforehand. He is breaking with tradition. Trump has reportedly rejected requests from NBC for an invitation to sit down and get interviewed. He was interviewed by Fox last year when it broadcast the big game. But this year, it's on NBC, a network that Trump has repeatedly attacked as fake news.
It's pretty stupid not to do it, though, because isn't it like free airtime and you get a ton of eyes watching?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, it's a softball.
Maybe he's smart on this. The people like, nobody wants to see any more of you on the Super Bowl. Like, when to not
be in your face.
In your face.
I feel like it's probably a little bit of a grudge. I mean, if he did it last year on Fox and then this year it's on NBC and he's like, nah.
I'm getting any punch out of it. You know, it's amazing how people, you know, they don't want to see his face, but when he doesn't want to show his face, they want to see his face. You know, I mean, who cares?
Well, he's not going to get a break on any move.
No, not at all.
Fox Sports and the NFL are signing a 5-year deal to broadcast Thursday night football. For the last 2 years, Thursday night games were shared by CBS and NBC, and now Fox is locking it in. Over the next 5 years, Fox Sports will broadcast 11 games between weeks 4 and 15, excluding the Thanksgiving night deal. So both the NFL and Fox, they didn't release the terms, the financial terms of the deal, but I would imagine it was probably pretty lucrative. We're getting ready for the Olympics, and it's good news for more than 24 Russian athletes who were banned from the Olympics for life. They'll now be allowed to compete in this month's Winter Games.
Good. But they're not Team Russia. They're like players from the country of Russia.
Yeah. Like they have to go under a different banner, but at least they get to compete, which is, you know, for them, they don't, I don't think they really care. They just want to do it.
They just want to, compete. And they trained.
So the lifetime bans were fully overturned. The 2018 Winter Games in South Korea start February 9th. So,
are you guys still excited?
I am.
No.
I am. I'm totally excited.
Give me the sports you can't wait to
watch. I want to watch this year. I'm really into the skiing. I want to watch the skiing, mainly the jumping. I never really get to catch that for some reason, but yeah, I want to watch the ski jumping. Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff there. I won't be watching the ice skating or anything like that. But the downhill skiing, that's pretty much, that's my jam, man.
You
probably so un-American.
You couldn't tell us a thing about the skiing.
I like skiing. And you also like lamp. I like skiing. I like watching it. The one I really like to watch, only because I used to play it in a video game back in the day, is the endurance cross-country skiing where they have to shoot.
Biathlon.
Yeah, the biathlon. That
you played
fun.
That old video game?
Yeah, and you had to calm down and, you know, after you're done, you get to the next level where you're shooting. Yeah.
Your heart rate is going, which is what the real sport is.
You calm it down, and then you shoot, and then you go off skiing off again. So, I don't know. I'm excited for it. I am so amped right now. Did you pass this weird stuff on, Molly?
I'm just saying you're a Virgo, too. Maybe it's just a one-day delay.
You guys are spazzes.
I'm not a spaz today.
I can't wait for skiing. It's skiing. It's a great second. I can't wait for skiing.
I was just curious
if you're excited.
If you could name any of the sports.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's ice skating. There's hockey. There's
speed
skating.
They're worried about snow.
Speed skating, snowboarding, ski jumping, skeleton, short track,
speed skating. Skeleton? What was...
Skeleton
that's
is like
the one where
luge.
They lay down. It's luge, but they're just on their body, okay. Which is creepy. Right.
Skating on your butt. Okay. Nordic combined luge, ice hockey, freestyle skiing, figure skating, curling, which the USA team was made here in Omaha.
You bet.
Cross-country skiing, bobsled, biathlon, alpine skiing.
All right.
Do they still do the one, is the biathlon the one where they have to like snowshoe and then shoot a gun and ski? I love that one.
That's what I was just explaining. I must have said it way too fast or Molly wasn't listening.
Neither one of you ever listening to each other.
Yeah.
Well, how many days are we away from the Olympics?
9, 8, 7 after today, 7 days.
It starts on February 9th. So
week from tomorrow.
8 days
away. And I'm going to try and watch the hockey, but...
How boring is that going to be for you?
I think it'll still be exciting. It's just the NHL didn't send any of their players.
Yeah.
Pizza for breakfast may sound like a meal you only have in college or after a long night of drinking, but apparently it could be a very nutritional option, maybe even more so than your traditional bowl of cereal. They're saying that cereals lack protein and healthy fats that your body needs for the day ahead, and that pizza packs all those things.
So pizza better than cereal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Better than a lot of those cereals that people are pouring bowls of.
They broke it down on the news this morning. They said that, like Molly said, the protein and stuff, but it's mainly the sugars.
It's better than Fruit Loops.
Yes.
But what if you're having, Raisin Bran? Seems like most people don't eat sugar cereal.
I mean,
that's just children and stoners. But I mean, most people,
Every morning I eat just a bowl of straight up plain bland Cheerios. That's it. I eat it for the fiber.
Well, this could give you, depending on the pizza options that you have, like possibly even vegetables. Let's say you've got one with, peppers and onions and things like that. So it could load you up with a lot of vitamins that you don't normally get from a bowl of cereal.
Now it's in the fridge from the night before?
Probably.
You're having pizza for breakfast, it's called leftovers. It's called cold pizza.
It's called not having cereal. Yeah.
I have cooked pizza in the morning.
For who? The boy? For the kids?
For my daughter. Oh, yeah. She likes it in her lunch. And so before I go to work in the morning, I'll set my alarm early.
Made a pizza?
Yes.
You made a pizza
like
for your daughter?
Like from scratch?
No, it's like frozen pizza. You fire up the oven.
You put Tostitos in the...
Yeah. Ding! Voila! Lunch is served. I've done that before. And it always feels so weird. You're like, it's 4 o'clock in the morning and I'm preheating the oven to make a cheese pizza.
Yeah, my mom would never do that.
Well, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I wish she would, actually. I'm not shaming you by any means.
One of the things that parents worry about with this technology at the fingertips of their young people is, are they being responsible with it? Well, there might be a little bit cause for concern. 33% of teens have admitted to sexting or sending naked, partially naked, or sexually suggestive photos and messages. This is enough to make you want to like...
How many percentage?
Up to 33%, so a third.
It's way higher than there.
You would think so. These are just the people admitting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess I'm not shocked. Are you guys?
Pressured sexting is what one of the doctor's concerns are, like one of the specialists. He's a child psychiatrist. And he said, pressured sexting, young people complying with requests for sexually suggestive messages. So not necessarily their idea, but they're getting leaned on by,
imagine a boy. I mean, you know what young boys are like, all excited and hormones. If they have a phone and a girl on the other end is like, I'll show you mine if you show me yours.
Yeah, it's like the playground thing, yeah.
But boys are probably going to get easy to ring the dinner bell. Now, they need to be careful because I'm sure there could be tit for tat where they're screwing with each other.
Yeah.
Like revenge, side angles from like revenge porn of like other boys putting a girl up to it so you can blackmail a kid. That's why these kids got to be careful because they're young and they have their whole lives. Maybe they should teach them how to frame their head out of any photo.
And hands, everything.
Practice safe sexting. We teach kids safe sex. People used to go crazy and go, oh my God, don't tell them about safe sex. You're promoting them to do it.
The argument was
they're going to do it. It's better that they're safer. So maybe we should say, don't do it.
Yeah.
But if you're going to do it, for the love of God, frame out your head.
Protect yourself.
Never have your face involved.
Yeah. Protect yourself.
You just hope that they don't. It's just, it's out there for forever. It's just, there's no, it's a zero-sum game. You're not going to win. But the doctor's just, letting parents know. Teens who don't sext are more aware of their values. Sharing nudity, it's your body, privacy issues, that kind of thing. But
that's why Snapchat got invented.
Exactly.
Of the disappearing
because it disappears,
photo.
Yeah. Remember that? If you screenshot it, it would notify the person sending. But yeah, that originally, it was that whole, destroys in 30 seconds type deal. So,
but if you were like someone who came into the smartphone era, as you came of age, you might have 15 years worth of naughty pictures out there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Quite a cache. Of blackmail photos.
Well, that's the thing you wonder, though. Does it just become for that generation, like mutually assured destruction? We all got one out there.
I think
That's the safety in numbers kind of thing?
Yes. I don't know. It's
well, it used to be a naughty photo of a celebrity got out. It ruined their career.
Not anymore.
We are like a decade over past it being cool.
It just seems like
where celebrities would release a naked photo.
Yeah, and you're like, all right, you look at it, you've seen it before. It's kind of like that seen it before society. I don't know.
Molly, you better go lock your kids. The California family starts making more sense of why you want to lock your kids up at home. Stop feeding them so they don't grow.
Omaha's number one hit music station.
Wake up. Wake in the morning to the sound of nonstop music.
Every morning, you're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
I don't think rain or snow will stop people's Super Bowl celebrations.
No.
So.
No. I decided I'm just going to chill at home. And not make, cause we got to work in the morning, you know, last time it went late because of the overtime. But the game is like at 5:30. And so I'm guessing that game's going to wrap
up. You stayed up though. I stayed up.
Yes.
The Patriots super fan in the building went to bed.
Yeah. He went to bed. I talked to him about 3 weeks ago and I was like, you know, what are you going to do for the Super Bowl this year? Your team's back in it.
He should have turned in his jersey.
You know what? I know. I'm with
you. You went to bed.
It's like he's trying to make good because you know what he did? Last weekend, he drove all the way up to Minneapolis to do the whole Super Bowl thing. He drove all the way up there and just had a blast up there doing that. Came back, and then he decided he's going to take the next day off after the Super Bowl because he's going to sit and watch the Super Bowl this year. And I was like, good. You need to. I mean, come on. What are you thinking?
If you're a Patriots fan, this is a big deal because this is the end.
Oh, yes.
It's not the end for Brady, but I know they say this every year and it drives Patriots fans crazy. But, I mean, there's a ton of changes. All the coaches are leaving. Everyone's saying it's over.
And there's a lot of good teams out there last year that didn't make it. It was a good season this year in the playoffs. So, yeah, Super Bowl Sunday. I want Philadelphia to win.
I want the Eagles. They're saying everyone.
Isn't everybody sort of pulling for the Eagles?
Bandwagon on board the Eagles because everybody's just given, you know, Patriots have gotten too much of their due. So I guess they should be motivated as the total underdogs, even though it's the Eagles that are the underdogs.
Yeah,
I think it'll probably still be the Patriots, though. I mean, that's part of, I don't know. I feel like there's such Super Bowl apathy this year.
You think?
Because I mean, people are pulling for the Eagles, but it's like, okay, it's the Patriots again. I mean, it'd be more exciting if it was like another team. I feel like that.
Isn't that sad? What do you think about it?
Shot, you know.
It's just so sad that we. I mean, the Patriots are obviously a good team, and they've made it. They've come back. They've proven themselves over and over, but yet. The large majority of people are tired of seeing them winning.
Yeah. You're like enough with the winning. Okay, we get it. You're
winners.
We don't
like winners.
Okay, Tom Brady, go home with your big Winnie statue to your super Winnie wife and your awesome Winnie house. And it's just...
What is that? Jealousy? I don't know what that is.
Probably.
Well, that's what was crazy last year is all that hatred was kind of going into that game last year. And it was like, yeah, finally. The Patriot haters were loving the beatdown and Brady amazingly turned that around. That's what made that like the greatest game ever. That's what's the apathy also for the Super Bowl this year. How could it top last year?
I don't know.
There's no way. Last year was the greatest Super Bowl I have ever seen.
I know, and our big super fan in this building didn't even get to see it. Can you imagine? I have dropped the ball on so many different situations with teams that I'm not even fans of 100%. I don't wear the jerseys. I don't know the players, and I still walk out and get grief. This guy's the biggest fan ever. He drinks, sleeps, eats the Patriots, and he goes to sleep at the beginning of overtime.
I mean, he didn't nod off.
No, he went to bed.
He was like, good night. Yeah.
I don't think he didn't go to bed. I don't think he went to bed before overtime.
You know what? It was when they were getting beat down at halftime.
Yes.
That's what it was.
He didn't see any of it. He gave up on his team and was like, this is so heartbreaking. He went to bed, I think, before the third quarter started.
Yeah, that was it.
It was terrible. And I'm just telling you, people, if you've got that Patriots fan in your life, this guy's a very nice guy.
Oh, he's awesome.
But he wears head-to-toe Patriots gear 24/7.
God, I'm not a fan.
I mean, he wears
anything.
A Patriots jersey like 3 times a week.
He does.
So,
how do you not stay up?
The one day of some genuine back and forth exchange where I come in the next day and go, hey, how about that game last night?
Are you still awake? Did you even sleep?
I went to bed at halftime.
No!
It was heartbreaking to watch. We were losing so badly. I gave up. I'm quite jealous of you.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, my God.
He had to live Imagine it. People, if you've ever fell asleep or on something like that or missed out on something that is so important to you that you had to live through it for a whole year, give us a call. I want to hear that story. But he had to live the whole year. And hoping it happens again.
If anyone
now
ever,
lose.
If
that's any, the thing. This year they'll lose. He'll stay up. He'll have like, he'll be pounding Red Bulls. He'll be, it'll end early and they'll have lost. That will
and
be
he's
the
off
horrible
on Monday.
Comic. Yeah. Exactly. That'll be the horrible karmic justice of being the fan that went to bed at halftime. Defeated.
I just also think the NFL football fans, you guys are spoiled. Everybody yeah. watches the same sport.
Yeah.
If anyone ever comes up to me, anyone, a stranger, and engages me with hockey, I'm kind of excited. I'm always politely, even if I'm not
interested.
They're
going to get an earful. Yeah.
No, people sometimes will go, they're asking me, hey, let me tell you about my hockey experience, or I went to that game, and I'm always like, jazzed.
Yeah.
Oh, cool, let me hear the story. NFL fans are always just like, whatever. They don't want to hear other people's take. They got their take.
Yeah.
Anyway, I hope the Patriots lose.
I don't think you're alone.
I hope Tom Brady drinks too much water and passes
that's
out.
That's another thing I want to talk about later is this water deal. God, that's strange. We'll get to that later.
Omaha's number one hit music station. Channel 94.1.
The Big Party Morning Show.
All right, what's going on, Molly? Celebrity news.
Final season of House of Cards started filming yesterday, and this is going to be the big one because this is without Kevin Spacey. So now Robin Wright is going to move into the lead role, and two new stars, Diane Lane and Greg Kinnear, have reportedly joined the Netflix cast.
That's probably what they have to do to almost like relaunch the show.
Yeah. I like
Sizzle
Greg
it back
Kinnear.
Up a little bit.
Because I've tried getting ready for the final season, and I can't.
I haven't watched the last season.
It's so
season.
Hard to follow. Like, that's what I'm saying. I went back and watched the last season again.
Oh, you did?
And I had seen the entire season. Forgot how boring. Remember they're fighting Iko?
That was awful.
Yes.
Yeah.
Instead of ISIS, it's Iko.
I know.
And the world is scary right now. So when you watch House of Cards, it's like you don't need to out-scary the real world.
We're already at DEFCON.
Yeah.
Like, we're already gripping. I don't need to, like, I'm looking for escape, not, so like, if, reaffirmation.
You know, maybe if they change the current plot lines and, like, almost start over.
Well, that'll be interesting to see what they do with her.
Are you guys excited?
I'm not.
We were all fans at one time, and they just kind of lost us.
I was fan in the first couple seasons, but then it got boring again.
But he really made it. Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, he's the only one that I would watch. You know, I just liked the way it was filmed. I don't know. Greg Kinnear, though, I like him.
Diane Lane and Greg Kinnear will play brother and sister, but no other details about what their characters are so far.
If we could imagine where the House of Cards weirdo writers will go, they'll have them like, as a brother-sister team who has sex with each other.
Yeah.
You know how weird they are?
And the First Lady and Robin Wright. I know. Where, like, that weird guy, the journalist will be there like, what?
Now, I think this was the pressure of Netflix to compete with HBO, because HBO always has freaky sex in their shows where you're like,
yeah,
I don't know, maybe some people want that from their show. We watch Game of Thrones, we just want dragons.
Yeah.
But the first couple seasons were full of sex.
Freaky sex, too.
Freaky.
Yeah. Freaky diggy.
If you ever watched that Billionaires.
Is that freaky?
That Billionaire.
Yeah.
On one of the networks,
like
Amazon
Showtime or something.
Showtime.
Or, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's got freaky.
Does it have freaky sex?
Everybody's home life is freaky deaky.
Whenever I watch a show with Wylene's sitting there and a freaky deaky sex scene comes up, I always look over at her for some reason. Is that
She's
weird?
She's like, no. Just no.
Like, you want her to try that, or is she freakier than you? Who's more of a freak?
I wish I'm the freak. I'm a freak in the sheet. Whatever. No, I'm not. I don't know. I'm a fat old guy.
I let the bed do all the work.
It vibrates.
Yeah, it goes up and down.
Oh, it goes up and down.
He really was selling the from go.
I love the vibrating bed. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Come on. Back in the day, your parents or whatever would tell you about how they stayed at a motel and they put a quarter in a vibrating bed.
Your parents would tell you about that? That's sweet.
No, they
me and your mom like to get a seat. Because that was only in the seediest of motel rooms.
Yeah.
Sometimes you stay. We stayed at a Holiday Inn once when I was a kid, and it had a coin-operated bed.
Oh, did you? You just play, use up all the quarters.
Seriously,
yeah.
Parents were like, "This is cheaper than taking them to the arcade. Just sit them on the bed." And
it
be
had
like, here's
the
a stack of
same engine in it of the little hobby horse that would be outside of a Kmart.
Yeah.
Remember
those
that you'd sit on, put a quarter, and it would dung, dung,
back and forth. So let me ask you real quick, and we'll get to the Alexa thing. So you don't use the vibrating portion of your bed?
I don't think it does much. It doesn't seem like it vibrates that much.
Oh, man. Mine. I just do the feet because it's the whole body. Molly does the lower body and the upper body and both.
Oh, really?
I just do the lower body because I feel like it's too much for the for me on the upper body.
Maybe it doesn't work on a wood floor. Maybe the vibration is radiating out and not up into the mattress.
Oh, your poor neighbor.
I don't turn it on because otherwise it's just I mean, it shakes the ground.
Okay, that's probably what it is then.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't have to swallow the service. Well, this weekend, Super Bowl Sunday, everybody who's not tuning in for the game will probably be tuning in for the ads. One of the ones that got teased is this Amazon Alexa loses her voice.
Yeah, I have it right here. Here it is.
In Austin, it's 60 degrees with its...
Alexa?
Amazon's Alexa lost her voice this morning, causing a
Alexa lost her voice? How is that even possible?
We have the replacements ready. Just say the word.
And you're sure this is going to work?
I laughed.
Yeah.
Alexa, show me a recipe for a grilled cheese sandwich.
Pathetic. You're 32 years of age, and you don't know how to make a grilled cheese sandwich. Its name is the recipe, you...
Alexa, how far is Mars?
Okay. How far is Mars? Well, how am I supposed to know? I've never been there. This guy want to go to Mars. For what? There's not even oxygen there.
Alexa, set the mood.
Now setting the mood. You're in the bush. And you're just so dirty. And you're so sweaty. Because it's hot in that bush.
Alexa, rebush. Reboot.
Alexa, play some country music.
Oh, I don't dance now. I make money moves.
No. Alexa, country music.
I be in and out them dance so much I know they tired of me.
Is that Cardi B?
Yeah, it's Cardi B in there.
I'm afraid Brandon is a little tied up. But do let me know if there's anything I can help you with. Jessica?
Nobody does.
Good boy.
Thanks, guys, but I'll take it from here.
And Alexa's back.
I'm sure that's where it's going.
That is Lecter.
Funny.
I mean, that's where it's going, though. It's going to be, you remember?
Celebrity.
Star Wars with C-3PO, where your robot is yelling back at you.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's where it'll go, though. This is where your Alexa has opinions and doesn't play what you ask her to do. And,
I don't want you to listen to that.
I can't wait for the ads on the Super Bowl weekend. So
yeah, Morgan Freeman is going to be in one.
Yeah.
And Peter Dinklage from Game of Thrones. They're doing like a lip sync battle. It looks pretty funny. It's like a Doritos and Mountain Dew ad. So it could be, you know, it could be interesting.
What was the one that was the puppy monkey baby?
Wasn't that Doritos.
Mondo? That was Doritos. They always are, God, they get
Doritos.
Weird.
Yeah,
remember when
Doritos
they did the glory hole? Doritos did.
That was so over the line.
Yeah, he's eating the Doritos and then he just, you know, puts his finger in a hole. And there's a guy on the other end licking it.
Licks the cheese off his fingers.
Gross.
Weird.
Ooh.
Broadcasting from the Eat Fit Go studio.
You're listening to the Big Party Show
on Omaha's number one hit music station,
Channel 94.1.